The science fiction spoof, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams, began life as a 1970s radio show. It spawned a British TV series, a best-selling novel, a stage play, a video game, and Adams was working on a movie adaptation when he died in 2001. Bob Mondello says fans can finally hitch a ride at a neighborhood cineplex.
Arthur Dent is trying to keep his house from being bulldozed for a highway bypass when he discovers he has bigger problems. We all do, actually. Earth, it seems, is in the way of an intergalactic bypass. Happily for Arthur, if not for the rest of us, his best buddy has a copy of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and the two manage to thumb a ride just before the planet is vaporized. In most science fiction stories, this would be traumatic. In this one, it's a chance to meet Zaphod Beeblebrox, the president of the galaxy, who is on a quest not for the ultimate answer, but for the ultimate question.
Why do you want to know the ultimate question?
Oh, well, partly the curiosity, partly a sense of adventure, but mostly I think it's for the fame and the money.
You're president of the galaxy, aren't you?
That's right, Armin.
Arthur?
Whatever. Presidential fame is temporary. I find the question, that's permanent. It sticks. Plus, everyone thinks you're deep. Win-win.
President Beeblebrox speaks in the cadences of a certain American president and is not the sharpest tool in the intergalactic toolbox, even with two heads. Also on board is a very depressed android named Marvin.
Here I am, brain the size of a planet, and they ask me to take you up to the bridge. Call that job satisfaction, because I don't. You can thank the Sirius Cybernetics Corporation for building robots with GPP.
What's GPP?
Genuine people personalities. I'm a personality prototype. You can tell, can't you?
If you're a fan of the written Hitchhiker's Guide, you'll recognize some familiar folks as director Garth Jennings zooms across the galaxy. The bureaucracy-loving, bad poetry-spouting Vogons, for instance. And there's the improbability drive that turns travelers into everything from flower bouquets to yarn dolls, one of which throws up rather colorfully. The film is basically a bunch of Monty Python-style sketches beefed up with special effects. Tim Martin of the British TV show The Office is fun as a hero who is just as intent on finding a decent cup of tea as on saving the galaxy. If the movie feels kid-oriented, that's possibly because the quirky sci-fi thing got a little old while Hitchhiker spent decades in some movie development black hole. Galaxy Quest, a Star Trek spoof, did the same thing much better 6 years ago. Still, as the Galactic Guide says on its cover, don't panic. The cinematic Hitchhiker may be mild, but it's perfectly pleasant, and with any luck, it'll inspire folks to pick up the much better novels that its author famously called his five-book trilogy. I'm Bob Mondello.
And there are clips of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and interviews with author Douglas Adams and the filmmakers at our website, npr.org.